You're listening to Like Effect on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. When summer finally hits, a familiar refrain returns to the lips of many Wisconsinites. I'm going up north for the weekend. Now, the term up north can be geographically different from each person, but the pastimes are nearly universal: fishing, swimming, and enjoying the great outdoors. In the latest issue of Milwaukee Magazine, writer Kevin Revelinsky and executive editor Chris Josner dig into the many things to enjoy up north in Wisconsin. They join Lake Effect's Joy Powers to talk about it.
Every state has its vacation spots, but there is something very unique about going up north in Wisconsin. How do you describe it to people who aren't from here?
You know, it's a state of being, I think, in Wisconsin. You've gone through, you know, a long winter. You've been indoors, you've been in school, and there's this great grand release of the summertime. Everybody wants to get outside, and going up north to do that, I think, is a kind of a cleansing experience. You're at the lake, maybe at a cabin, spending time fishing, enjoying the wind blowing through the long needled pines. There's just something really captivating about that, and yet simple.
I touched on this a lot in my essay about, you know, what up north kind of means and where it is. And I think there's definitely a sense of removal from kind of the normal day-to-day life. Like, you can't just go across the street and be up north. I think the getting there is part of the experience and kind of the way of letting go of the trappings of civilization. Not like it's not uncivilized in up north, you know, I mean, it's very much the same, but there's some kind of release of kind of the pressures of the day-to-day life. I think that's a big part of it.
It's sort of a pilgrimage, really. My family was from up north, and I grew up in central Wisconsin, and we'd make that trek up Highway 13, and you'd start going through, you know, from cornfields to rolling hills and a lot of, you know, national forests. You're crossing rivers that, you know, are white water foaming over rocks, and fishing lake. It's just, you're going into the inner sanctum, the outer sanctum, I guess, of Wisconsin. It's pretty awesome.
The article divvies things up by these kind of relative regions. You're looking at West, Central, and East, with things to do in each area. So if you're going east, what are some of the highlights?
This is my section. I put together a little tour of waterfalls. You can spend a day going from one to the next and obviously doing other things in between. Talked about berry picking. Early on, it's probably the farms for the strawberries, pick your own kind of thing, and then head into the woods for blueberries, blackberries, raspberries. Throughout pretty much the entire summer, I think you can find something that's ripe. And some like really amazing places just to visit, like Cathedral Pines State Natural Area is kind of near Lakewood. It's this big stand of old growth forest that was never logged off. And that is really something to see. There are big trees up north, and then you come here and it's like, holy smokes, the difference between old growth and, you know, forest that's been logged is pretty amazing. Some of these trees are like 400 years old, and they have these humongous herons nesting up there. So there's like broken eggshells all over the place. It's really cool.
Wow.
Really cool stuff.
Now, the East, I think especially for Milwaukeeans, might feel more familiar just because we're still often on the lake right there. The area I'm really less familiar with, but it seems like it's really your wheelhouse, Kevin, is central Wisconsin, especially north central Wisconsin. What do you do there?
You know, I think most people go fishing. I mean, that is the thing to do with so many lakes, and they're so close to each other. When we were kids, we would, you know, do a lot of shoreline fishing. So we weren't the type of people that would drag a boat up there. But when you head up that highway, you would have all these boats that you'd have to get past. So fishing, primary. Then there's just a lot of hiking up there. You've got a lot of great camping in places like the Northern Highlands, American Legion State Forest, which, again, more lakes and more campgrounds and hiking trails that connect them all. I think that's what I think about, but I know that Minocqua is really the centerpiece there. So there are a lot, there's a community then. So it's not just people out in their cabins in the woods. At some point, they all come together for supper clubs and the water ski show, things like that. And there are places that are really, they feel very remote despite all the lakes that are close together. There are places like the Turtle Flambeau Flowage that are a bit like going to the Boundary Waters. It's such a massive flowage area, so many acres, that you can go in there with canoes and fishing boats and disappear. They've got free camp sites that are out on islands in the middle of what seems like nowhere, when actually you could paddle out in a couple hours and read right back onto a highway. So it's an interesting section of the state, I'd say.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And of course, Wisconsin has lakes kind of everywhere, but there are areas that seem really dominated by the lakes in their landscape. As we move west and we get a bit more toward Minnesota, what do things look like?
There, I think, I mean, there still are abundant lakes, but I think it's more rivers at that point. Obviously, up around Hayward, there are, you know, chains of lakes in there, but you've got like the Namekagon and the St. Croix River, and both the Namekagon and the St. Croix form what's a national scenic riverway. And that, it's one of those areas that is just steps off of the highway, but you're suddenly into this green space that doesn't show any sign of civilization. So you could get on a river like the St. Croix and paddle for miles until you actually go under a bridge, and then you're back into the woods again. There's just nothing, a handful of campsites along the way. And you really feel like you can imagine that you're one of the early explorers paddling down the river, wondering what's gonna come next. That's what I associate with that. And then of course, Hayward there is sort of the Minocqua of that section. And that's the story of the lumber barons. And you can go and see the lumberjack shows and such like that. But it does change. It's interesting.
Yeah, I think that's one of the key differences between, you know, the different parts of up north. Is in the eastern area, it's more accessible to the population centers of the state. You know, I mean, it's an extra couple hours to get from Milwaukee or Green Bay up to, you know, Hayward or even Minocqua versus, you know, Crandon or Anago or some of the areas in the eastern section. So I think it's a little bit more developed, but you could still find your patches of kind of wilderness and, you know, solitude if you go looking.
And it's funny because to me that actually seems more remote than the other two sections. I think it's, you know, a matter of familiarity, but I think, wow, that's really, wow, the Nicolet National Forest, that's really out there, and they've got those waterfalls, and wow, you could get lost in there.
Now, you mentioned, of course, fishing, camping, a lot of outdoor activities, checking out the lumberjack show, which you might not be necessarily the person who's doing all the outdoorsy things, but you're certainly watching it. What are some of the best things to keep in mind when going up north? What should you expect to experience?
Besides mosquitoes, right? Yeah.
Besides mosquitoes.
I think it's kind of that microcosm of what we think of as intensely Wisconsin. You know, I mean, Kevin mentioned the supper clubs, and I think the dining and the drinking, the old fashions, the beers, I think that's really a part of it, at least in the evening or sometimes during the day out on the lake. This kind of proximity to nature is baked into all of it, even when it is, you know, out on a pontoon boat or, you know, with music going or whatever. I think that's really what separates it from kind of our day-to-day life and makes it so special, is that you're on a lake, you're in a lake, you're in the woods, you're, you know, walking through this kind of intensely nature experience that I think that's kind of where the rubber meets the road up north.
Kevin Revelinsky is a writer, and Chris Drosner is the executive editor of Milwaukee Magazine. They spoke with Lake Effect's Joy Powers about their piece in this month's issue about the many things to do up north in Wisconsin. You can find a link to the article at WUWM.com. You can hear more interviews like this one by visiting the Lake Effect page at WUWM.com.